Tell us about Jamon Meredith and what's happened there.
Yeah, Jamon, really, unfortunately, in the last period of practice yesterday, somebody fell into his leg, and he hurt his ankle. So, not sure if he's going to be able to play Sunday or not. They're really doing aggressively treating him, and we'll see. We just have to wait and see.
If he doesn't go, is it going to be Roger Allen?
A lot of different guys that we're rolling through there, and probably make a decision closer to game time. I hope it's I hope it's Jamon,
yeah.
But if not, then the next guy who we think gives us the best chance to win will get lined up there and move forward.
Did Eric Wright have a setback? We didn't see him during the portion of practice.
No, Eric was excused for personal reasons today, but if he's healthy, he'll play Sunday. Just personal reasons. I excused him from practice.
Can you speak a little bit to the job that Daniel Tejaneshem has done stepping up for Adrian since he's been put in that role?
I think Daniel's done a really good job. And, before he was put into the fire, he worked his tail off and tries to do exactly what we coach him to do. And just gives great effort, is a joy to coach.
Laquan Lewis so far, he had made a big play at the end of the game on Sunday, but we haven't really seen him too much in this league the last couple of years.
Yeah, no one has. He's a rookie. So we're all trying to figure out what he can do, but, we didn't have a choice on Sunday, and he stepped up and did a good job, and that should earn him more playing time this week, and let's see how he does.
Can you talk about Gerald McCoy a little bit and what he's done? He has plays where they don't show up in a stat sheet. He flushes a quarterback out of the pocket, chases him halfway across the field. Philip Rivers throws an interception because of that. Talk about some of that hidden playmaking ability that he has.
Well, Gerald's very active, and that's the thing. Like we've said from the beginning, he's got elite get-off, causes disruption in the backfield. Sure, would he like to have a little more stat sheet production? I'm sure he would, right, because he's capable. People are sliding protections to him and that kind of thing because he is that force. I have a feeling the second half of the year, those plays are going to start to come. When you play as hard as he does, those plays will come. And but he plays his tail off, and he tries to do what we ask him to do, and that's what we really are asking our guys to do, is try to be 1/11th of the scheme and go out and do it. And sometimes the plays will come to you, and sometimes they'll come to other guys, but at the end of the day, they're going
to
come.
Is it frustrating for a player like that to have to – I've asked him about it, but from your standpoint – do you have to remind these guys, hey, don't worry about what the stat sheet says, don't worry about what people say because they don't understand the game? Do you have to remind him that the job you do, that if I'm happy with it, you're good?
Well, I think it's more than just if I'm happy with it. It's, if it helps us win, and that really is the ultimate goal. And, I think he can see how what he does helps us play better defense. I mean, we're not anywhere where we want to be, but, without Gerald, we wouldn't be where we are. So he's an important part.
Greg, you guys have gotten interceptions in bunches this year, like third in the league or something like that, and they're kind of spread out over a number of guys. I mean, is there anything about the personnel in your secondary, about guys being aggressive or are balls coming to them, or what is it that you think is a common thread there, if there is?
Well, I think when you have interceptions, it's always a combination of things. Number one is pass rush.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of ways to measure pass rush, but we measure it on disrupting the quarterback. So, just mirroring the throwing hand. If you can force the guy to alter the release by this much, 20 yards down the field, it's this much. And that's, in this league, this much is a lot of space. And our guys, have done a good job, especially, I think, with timely interceptions. When you really need one, they come up with one. So it's a combination of pass rush and then pass coverage. Guys doing their job. I think we have some instinctual guys back there, especially in the back end. We have some instinctual safeties that have made some interceptions. When corners make them in man-to-man coverage, that's a rarity, but it happens. So spread around. We need to keep making them because without them, we're not playing good enough defense to win games. Now, we start playing a little better defense, especially pass defense, then they're not as imperative. But again, you always go back to the turnover margin is, the most correlated stat to winning, and we got to make sure that we keep ending up on the plus side of it, because when you don't, it's awfully hard.
One of those safeties, Rondé Barber, is leading the Pro Bowl balloting in free safety. Talk about the kind of season he's had in a new position and how important he's become.
He's really done an excellent job, and more than just his on-field performance. I mean, just a seamless transition, never, not even one gripe, you know, team guy, and setting an example for the rest of the players. And I think his professionalism, his experience, the way he prepares is so important for a young team like we have. And it's also so important, it's serving him well in changing positions. I mean, I don't care how long you've played, he has never played safety until this year. And to be able to study it, learn it, go rep it, and do it as efficiently as he has is awfully impressive. But, you know, nothing surprises me with him. I'm awfully glad he's on our team. You know, there was, back when we first got here, we didn't know if he was going to come back. Well, I sure am glad he came back. He's been a big help to me.
Are you surprised by the success of your offensive line, given the injuries you've had, and especially in protecting the passer this year? I know that was a big thing when you came in, not to have your quarterback take a lot of hits, and hasn't taken many sacks unless he had to. But just address that element of offensive line play with so many new pieces.
Well, you're right in that, you know, it seems to be like we're rolling someone new in there every couple of weeks, which is unfortunate. But I think, you know, it starts with Bob Bostad and Steve Loney doing a great job coaching those guys. And then I think, you know, the players themselves, you know, the guys, the vets that are left on the line with Jeremy Zuta and Donald Penn really providing really solid leadership, you know, and getting the guys together. And And they work awfully hard. You know, I won't get into who, but there's guys in here at 6 in the morning with their coaches just watching extra tape and trying to learn the position, the ins and outs of it. So it's not like they lucked into their performance. They've earned it. We got to keep earning it. You know, and now, you know, if Jermon can't play, it's another new guy. So, you know, the old saying, adversity reveals character. I think we have some guys there with some strong character, and it's being tested for sure. And we need to – this is going to be a big test. I mean, you look at this may be the best – pure pass rush defensive line we've played against. All their sacks come from their defensive line. 20 of them, 20 of the 25 come from three players. So it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, they do have some scheme sacks and things, but a lot of it is just their D linemen outworking other people's O linemen. So, I mean, it is going to be a battle for sure.
Are there other reasons for the lack of sacks, for having so much success in keeping Josh from being sacked?
Well, what I said. And then I think Josh, you know, I think the way he's performing and the way Sully uses the backs to help in protection, the tight ends to help in protection, you know, again, you do things in protection with the auxiliary guys, the backs and the tight end. You move the launch point a little bit, right? And then the heart of it is those five offensive linemen battling their guts out. And you add all that up and you have a chance to, you know, to protect your quarterback. And then as we know, I mean, you don't have to look very far. You know, guys are top flight quarterbacks have gone down recently, and, you know, we have to keep ours protected, and that's a big challenge this week. Thanks, guys.